Well, a disciple of Zen Buddhism had agreed to send his teacher regular letters updating him on his spiritual progress. The first month he wrote, "I feel an expansion of consciousness and I experience oneness with the universe." The master glanced at the note and threw it away. The next month, the student wrote, "I have discovered that the divine is present in all things." And the master seemed disappointed, and he threw away that note too. The disciple's third letter said, "The mystery of the one and the many has been revealed to my wondering gaze." The master yawned and didn't even bother throwing the letter away. The next letter said, "No one is born, no one lives, no one dies, for the self is not." The master groaned in despair. And after that, a month passed, and then 3 months, and then 5 months, and a year, no notes. And the master wrote to the student to remind him that he had the obligation of sending him his progress reports on his spiritual development. And so the next letter that came in, the student wrote back, "I'm simply living my life. As for spiritual practice, who cares?" And the master read this and cried, "Thank God he's got it at last." That example of Zen humor comes from the wonderful book, After the Ecstasy, The Laundry. Isn't that a great title? I love that title. After the Ecstasy, The Laundry. You know, it's by Jack Kornfield. He's an American Zen Buddhist. He's written wonderful books. Another one of our favorites is The Path with Heart. If you haven't read him, you may really enjoy him. But After the Ecstasy, The Laundry, I just love the title. But, you know, here we are in the midst of this series on the Four Agreements. I thought that was a great story to start with because today it's taking everything we've learned and putting it into action, sort of like our fifth basic unity principle, you know, just doing your best, taking action. You know, we've been looking at these four agreements over the last 4 weeks, and it comes from the book, The Four Agreements, subtitled The Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. And it's by Don Miguel Ruiz, and Bill shared one of his prayers, and it's in the back of the book in his meditation. But Don Miguel Ruiz is a spiritual guide of these ancient Toltec teachings, which we're finding are so similar, aren't they, to unity, to what we teach here at Unity. And so what I want to do is kind of quickly review the first three agreements, and then we're going to kind of delve into this final and fourth agreement. But the first agreement we talked about was be impeccable with your word. Impeccable. That means speak with integrity. Say what it is that you mean. You know, don't entertain words that put yourself down or gossip about other people. Because remember the law of attraction. You know, we attract to us exactly what we think and what we say. And so use the power of your words to speak truth, to speak love. Now, the first agreement, I also asked you to do an assignment. And the assignment was to take one full day and think and speak only words that are positive, uplifting, and life-affirming. And if you mess up during the day, no problem. You just say start again, and you start on another 24-hour cycle. So, you know, I asked you to do this, and it was the beginning of Lent, and I said it may take us these 40 days of Lent to do one full day. So I want to ask again how many of you were able to get through one full day thinking, speaking, positive, affirming words about yourself and others. Let me see your hands. Yay! A lot more people than last week. You've been doing your homework. Good for you. I'm proud of you. You know, good job. So we've still got 2 more weeks of Lent. So if your hand wasn't up, you've got 2 more weeks to really put this into practice. I'll ask you again over the next couple of weeks. But still keep working on it, because what we're going to learn today is that what makes all the difference is deciding to take action, to just do it, to do it. Because transformation, you know, we won't experience transformation without at least trying. And so we move along the spiritual path with practice. It's our fifth unity principle, taking what we know and putting it into practice. Our second agreement that we talked about was don't take it personally. I don't know about you, but this is a difficult one for me. Don't take it personally, because nothing anybody does has anything to do with you. Whatever another person says or does, it's a projection of their own reality. You know, it's based on the agreements they have made in their own mind. It's not about you. So you don't have to take it personally. But vice versa. You know, anything you think and do is based on what agreements you have made in your mind. And they have absolutely nothing to do with the other person. It's all about you. And so when we know who we are, and when we truly, truly know who we are, then the opinions and the actions of others won't bother us. Wouldn't that be a nice place to be? To not to worry what other people say or think about us. It's none of our business. You know, and we won't be victims of needless suffering, you know, because we will stand firm in knowing who we are. And we will not be shaken from that place. Our third agreement that we talked about was don't make assumptions. Don't make any assumptions. You know, they get us into trouble every time, don't they? You know, find the courage to ask those questions. Ask clarifying questions. Get really clear and express what it is you really want. Communicate with others so that you're really clear and that you're not, and it doesn't lead to any misunderstanding. This one agreement is very powerful and can really transform your life. Powerful spiritual teacher once said, and it's Jesus, that once you know the truth will set you free. When you know the truth, so ask those good questions. Get really clear. Make sure you totally understand what the other person's saying. Because when you know the truth, then the truth will set you free. And so today now, let's look at the fourth and final agreement. Always do your best. Always do your best. And Don Miguel writes about this final agreement that this is just one more agreement, but it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. Always. Under any circumstances, always do your best, no more, no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Your best will also change over time, because as you build the habit of the four new agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. And so that's what finally happened to the Zen student, right, in the opening story. He was trying so hard to obtain enlightenment that he forgot the core element of Zen. One must let go. And it was in the letting go that he was able to do his best. And so always doing your best sounds simple, isn't it? Doesn't it? But what does it mean? What does it really mean to do your best? And what does it mean to always? You know, what is your best? And then what is it to do your best? Don Miguel tells us that our best changes over time. You know, our best is not always the same. You know, especially, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're fresh and feisty, your best may not be the same as when you're pooped at night. Now, for example, I'm a morning lark. I get up and I do my best work early in the morning. Well, I'm married to a night owl. And Bill does his best work at night or, you know, later in the day. And so between us, we got it covered, you know, from the whole day, we're doing our best. It just depends what time it is, whether it's mine or his. And the unfortunate thing, though, is that there's a very small window of time that we're both doing our best together. But the beauty of always doing your best means that you don't have to judge yourself for less than perfect behavior. Isn't that a good thing to know? That you don't have to judge yourself. Because when you have poor conduct in your life, you know immediately that you haven't been doing your best. It's an immediate feedback system. Don Miguel says it this way. He says, if you always do your best, then there's no way you can judge others, judge yourself. And if you don't judge yourself, there is no way you're going to suffer from guilt, blame, and self-punishment. By always doing your best, you can break the big spell that you have been under. So, okay, you perfectionists out there, you might be thinking, well, can I do better than my best? Is my best enough? But those aren't the questions to ask. Now, Don Miguel says that doing your best will allow you to live life intensely. But I think a better question is what you're doing making you intensely happy? I love that. Is what I'm doing making me feel intensely happy? That's, I believe, the question that we need to ask. And so be gentle with yourself. You know, be gentle with yourself. Don Miguel writes, when you always do your best, you take action. You know, doing your best is taking the action because you love it. You love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do exactly the opposite, right? They only take action when they expect a reward, and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason why they don't do their best. So can anybody relate to that? You know, when you go to work, are you there because you feel you have to be there? Or are you there because you want to be there? You love being there. Or is it that you're thinking always about the paycheck and the money that you're going to get from the work that you're doing? Or do you really love what you're doing and you really enjoy it? You know, you have the right to be happy. You were born with the right to be happy. You were born to do what brings you joy. You have the right to enjoy life. And you have the right to always, always, always do your best. So these are our rights, to be happy, to do what brings us joy, to enjoy life, and to do our very, very best. And so relax with this spiritual practice stuff. Sure, you're going to make mistakes. Know the spiritual practice, but don't get so crazy about it. You know, sure, you're going to make mistakes. There are going to be some times that you're not impeccable with your word. Sometimes you're going to take things personally. And sometimes you're going to make assumptions. But the thing is, notice it when that happens. Notice it. That's the spiritual practice. Notice it and then resolve to do your very best the next time. Be gentle with yourself, but be willing to take action. Don Miguel Ruiz says, and I love this quote, action is about living fully. Action is about living fully, really putting yourself in to life, because we can have great ideas in our head, and that's where they'll stay most of the time. The difference is taking action. And taking action is being alive. Taking action is being willing to take a risk. Taking action is willing to really step out and go for your dream. That's our fifth basic unity principle. It doesn't matter that we know the truth. You can know the truth until the cows come home. But until you go out and be it, until you go out and live it, that's when you'll experience freedom. Always do your best. You know, the last month, I have seen so much evidence of this world trying to do its very best. I don't know about you, but I have an article from the Seattle Times from March 27th, and the headlines is, U.S. Brings Relief. Goodwill. This is about the tsunami and the earthquake in Japan. But U.S. brings relief, goodwill. And it's kind of subheadlined, soon after the devastating earthquake and tsunami, the U.S. military began one of its largest relief efforts in years. And it starts out when U.S. Navy helicopters swept down on a school in a ruined Japanese village. Survivors first looked hesitantly from the windows. Then they rushed out, helping unload food, water, and clothes. They clasped hands with the Americans. They embraced them. "They are like gods descending from the sky," said a tearful Junko Fujiwara, 37, a secretary at the elementary school turned shelter in the northern coastal town of something. I won't try to say that. "It's cold and dark here, so we need everything, food, water, electricity, gasoline, candles." Can you imagine what it was like? I mean, soon after the devastating earthquake and tsunami struck Japan, and I love this, the U.S. military began what it calls Operation Tomodachi, which in Japanese means friend. Operation Friend. One of its largest relief efforts in recent years. At present, about 20, and this was a couple weeks ago, at present, about 20 U.S. ships have masted off Japan's northeastern coast, including the USS Ronald Reagan, whose helicopters are busily ferrying supplies to survivors. Osumu Abe, 43, said, "We will always remember the Americans coming at a time when we needed help." Talk about always doing your best. "Much of what the Americans have handed out are the goods taken from their own ships. Extra food and blankets, and even the soldiers' own clothes." There were stuffed toys for children, too. I'm not sure why stuffed toys were on the boat, but that tells us our... I thought that was very sweet. So obviously some of our military bring stuffed toys with them. So that's fine. That's great. And but it ends with this helicopter crewman saying, "There was this line of grandmas come out to give us hugs and say thank you." It makes you realize how important this mission is. That's always doing our best. I'm very proud of our country. Marie Thompson emailed me something also, 10 things we can learn from Japan. And I think we do need to take this to heart. I'm just going to read a couple of them. The dignity. Disciplined queues for water and groceries. Disciplined. Not a rough word or a crude gesture. That's being impeccable with your word. The grace. People bought only what they needed for the present, so everybody could have something. The order. No looting in stores. No honking, no overtaking the roads. Just understanding. The tenderness. Restaurants cut their prices. An unguarded ATM is left alone. The strong cared for the weak. And then last, the conscience. When the power went off in a store, people put things back on the shelves and left quickly. Always do your best. Always do your best. The Four Agreements, says Don Miguel, are the summary of the mastery of transformation, one of the masteries of the Toltec. If you are impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, and if you always do your best, then you are going to have a beautiful life. You are going to control your life 100%. 100%. I mean, that's standing in your power. That's knowing the truth. So I'd like to end today with a reading from this book that I think is one of the best books on leadership I have ever read. It's Jesus, CEO. And Lori Beth Jones is the writer. She's written Jesus in Blue Jeans and The Path About Creating a Mission for Your Life. But Jesus, CEO, she takes all of his life and shows how he was one of the greatest CEOs in all of history. I just want to read briefly from a section called He Served Only the Best Wine. It's a great example of how doing our very best is highly spiritual. Jesus did not keep himself in reserve. The first miracle that Jesus performed was turning water into wine at a wedding. Jesus poured out his best, the best of his affection, freely to all he encountered. This is an important action skill because we so often bestow affection in small droplets for people. People, probably we have all encountered that professor who said no one deserved an A, or the boss who could never say well done. Unfortunately, many of us are like the Olympic judges, measuring people's performance in tenths of a point before we open our hearts to them. Why do we wait to serve the best wine? Jesus gave the best wine freely to anyone who wanted it. He poured out the best of himself to all he encountered. He served only the best wine. And so should we do anything less? Right, good question. Should we do anything less? And so I encourage you to make the commitment to adopt these four agreements and live by these four agreements today. Don't wait. Do it now. And let's all say together, today I choose to honor the four agreements. I will be impeccable with my word. I will not take anything personally. I will not make any assumptions. And I will do my very best. And so today's the beginning of the rest of your life. Make it a beautiful one. Make it a very, very beautiful one. God bless you.